On page 131, we started the new Maimba last week, Chacha Batam, where Rav Kluge begins by telling us that there is this issue, this inyan that is looming over our entire Avodas Hashem, that it has many different names and is discussed in many different contexts, but you have to try to get to the pnimius of it, and it's a very, very big sugya in Chassidus, understanding this and correcting it. And we were learning about two types of Yidden, Reuven and Shimon. By way of a muscle to try to explain this sugya. And those who were here last week, remember the differences we were talking about between the two. When it comes to preparing for Yontif, how to get ready for Yontif, how Shimon is pulling down all of the Svarim from the shelves, all the Svarim HaKadoshim, he's all excited. He's going to look up all different Inyonim on the Yontif. And he can't possibly conceive of moving forward with Yontif, with Rosh Hashanah, without looking into the Inyan of Tekir Shaifa and Malchit Zecharenis and Shaifas, and the Inyan of the Ksiva and the Chesima and Malchus Hashem and so on. He's a wonderful person and a very, very strong, serious Jew, and he wants to come into the Yontif with equipped to understand it and to be excited about it and so on. And he invites his friend Reuven to join him by telling him over some Torah and a certain Inyan. And to his surprise, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm not really Isaac in this. I'm just Isaac this year. I'm working on a few psukim and malchias, so one Inyan, one particular Inyan. This person, Reuven, is concerned not with the kamas, with the amount, and with covering ground, and having some connection to all the different aspects of the Yontif. He's looking for himself in the Yontif. And in order to find himself, he has to connect deeply to the Nekudas HaEmes of who he is at that time and where he is in the world of Rosh Hashanah, as an example, at that particular time in his life. And to think about and to work on that particular Nekuda and to find himself in that place. We're on page 131. Gimel. Reuven Oibel Anafshay. This person, Reuven, the Pnimi, the one who was looking for the Nekudas HaEmes, he says to himself, Hein HaSefer HaKadosh Mavakish Loim Li Devar Ma. Whatever the Sefer, again using this example, whatever the Sefer is, whether he opened up a Sfas Emes, or he opened up a Lakuta Maran, whatever it is, the Sefer that he opened for Rosh Hashanah, the Sefer is trying to tell him something. He says he's trying to tell me something. And Yesh Bam Techoso Arucha Marpe L'Ruchi. Since everything that's found in the Sfar Makadoshim is to give life, all of Torah is to give life, but particularly Pnimis of Torah is to give life. And there's also Hashgacha Pratis, if this is what I open to, and this is what I have in my mind to look into this Inyan this year, to work on the Inyan, let's say, of Malchus. And that means that this Sefer that I'm opening to can speak to my Ruach and can bring healing to me for who I am now. So Hava Va'askis Loi, let me look here. Le'otziv La'atzmi Tanoim Urishimas Ritzainas Terem Bori Halechalo. I'm not going to begin learning this Inyan with a set of conditions of what I expect to find in this Torah. Ela Avi Atzmi Elov. I'm going to bring myself into this Torah. The Yediyah Brua Sheyesh Bignozev as Hadarishly, believing wholeheartedly that anywhere I open up into the Svar Makadoshim, if I sit on it and I think about it, and I'm misbinding in this Torah, that Hashem has sent it to me, and it has in it what I need. Etol esali elasamamonim sheminiach lefanai. I'm going to take my basket to put in the delicacies that Hashem has placed in it. Eftach nishmasi liyosroi el ha'or ki toiv. I'm going to try to open up my soul to the light that's found in this Torah. Hashem yisbarach yira ba'on yivichun aneini. And Hashem will have rachmanis on me. Im yesh oimek b'sefer shalafanai. If this particular sefer that I'm looking at, this Indian that I'm learning right now, if there's great depth to it, es yageya, I'll work hard. Ve'ered l'mitzulaysof, and I'll descend into all of its depths. Mutav archiv roishi l'merchavav hakadoshim. It's better that I expand my mind to open up to the expansiveness, the holy expansiveness of this Torah. Ve'erchash l'mayach chodesh mishaloi. In order to acquire a new way of thinking, in order to try to understand the way that the tzaddik who wrote the sefer is thinking. Again, this is just an example. We'll see where this is going to. Misha'oisa maichi alei tzar. Instead of allowing my mind to remain in its narrow place. In other words, I'm prepared to give myself over, to open up to this tzaddik, and what this tzaddik is telling me, not what I want to find in this particular Torah, but what the tzaddik is telling me, what he's talking to me about, and to open myself up and to be prepared to acquire something new. Hein omer tzaddikim, it's found in the Sfarim, in the Chidush Arim and Hazinu, and other places. Al pasuk binu shnois davador. The pasuk says at the end of the Torah, binu shnois davador, means each and every generation has to contemplate this matter, has to think about it. Binu shnois davador. And the Chidushim taught, Shebechol shana utkufa, mischadish perush chadish b'tayim. That every year, in every tkufa, every period, there's a new perush in Torah Hashem. The perushim of our generation, the perushim of this year. The Tanya writes about this a lot, and other tzaddikim, that Tavshin Ayin Gimel, there's a new perush to the Torah. There's a new perush to the Torah. That doesn't mean that we don't learn the old Mefarshim. Everything is contained within them. And when we learn in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, when you learn that piece of Kedushas Levi, it's not the same Kedushas Levi that was in Tavshin Ayin Beis. It's the same words, but the tzaddik put himself into that Torah, and it's infinite, infinite. And in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, Hashem's Baruch wants us to hear different things that we heard in Tavshin Ayin Beis. If you go back, let's say, as an example, let's say there was a tape that you heard of some shiur from someone 10 years ago. You heard the tape. And at the time, you went out of your kelim from this tape. It was, unbelievable. Now you hear it 10 years later. Nope. It doesn't make a big reshem on you. It's nice, but it doesn't make a big reshem on you. Let's do it the other way. Because this you might say, well, in the last 10 years I became such a big Talmid Chacham. No. So let's go the other way. 10 years ago, you listened to a tape. 10 years ago, you listened to a tape, and you weren't dispelled from it. Like it didn't seem to be. Other people told you, wow, you listened to the tape again. Now it's 10 years later, you listen to this tape. For whatever reason, it was sitting there. Okay, you put it in. It happened to be sitting in the car or something. You put in this tape, you listen to the shiur. It's mamish, it pierces your soul. It talks to you. Each person, every tkufa of his life, b'chlal, the life of Klal Yisrael, the Hashem is mishani itim, umachli v'sazmanim, that there are different itim, different times in a person's life, and especially when it comes to the Torah of a tzaddik, you see in there. I've told you many times that every year in Elul, Rav Kook used to learn the Arisa Tshuva, his own sefer. He used to learn Arisa Tshuva. And he said, every year I see new things here I never saw. In his own sefer. I see things here I never saw in the sefer. Because the person himself changes. Now, when you come to the Sefer with certain expectations of what you want to be found in that piece that you're learning, so then you're limiting it to who you were, who you think you might be at this moment. Instead of giving yourself over completely to the Neimel HaMelech HaTekdush Shalavi and say, Rabbi, Katoiv Benecha Aseimi. Rabbi, Hashem Yisboch made you into such a person, such a shliach. Take me into your hands and I want to hear your Torah. I want to hear what you're saying to me. Avdecha, you say your name this year, this day, this Yud Aleph Shvat Topshin Ayin Gimel, Lefi, where I'm standing in the world at this moment in my life, to be able to open up to hear Torah Hashem at this moment. That's what it means, Binu Shnai Stavadar. Hashem says, I want you to learn the Torah according to the generation. According to the generation, according to where we are now, according to the time, I was talking about this in Arab Shabbos, according to the time that we're in now, according to who you are. It's new perushim in the Torah. There's no such thing that it's old or it's outdated. Please, Hashem, help me to understand the Torah of this year of Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Help me to understand the Torah of Tavshin Ayin Gimel. And what's the difference? I learned this parsha last year, but now we're learning parshas b'shalach, tavshin ayin gimel. So I learned parshas b'shalach last year and the year before, but parshas b'shalach, tavshin ayin gimel, I never learned in my life, and the world never saw such a thing. The world never saw b'shalach, tavshin ayin gimel. Never saw such a parasha. Like I told you once before that when the Chayzim Lublin, they were getting, it was Purim night and they were going to read the Megillah, and there was a stranger in the Bais Medrash that people didn't know who he was. It was the Sar Shalom of Belz. It was the Reb Shalom Belzo, and he was a young man, and they didn't know who he was. And he came into the Bais Medrash of Lublin, thousands of people there for Megillah Lining. And the Chayzim Lublin looks around with his eyes, you know, and he points to him, he says, you read the Megillah. So the Sar Shalom goes up to read the Megillah. Fine, read the Megillah, and everybody heard the Megillah. The Chassidim is, you know, do very, very quickly. You don't have any of these 45-minute, 50-minute Megillah Lining, but Chassidim is, phew. And he read the Megillah. And the chayzer the whole time was crying and laughing and crying and laughing and clapping his hands the whole time. And afterwards they went up to the chayzer and said, I heard this story many times before, but I never heard anybody tell it the way the younger man, that young man said it. I never heard anybody say the story like that. Such a story. It's a different Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is from Tav Shnayim Beis, and Tav Shnayim Gimel is the same Megillas Esther. It's not. It's the same words. But that is the most miraculous thing, one of the most miraculous things about Torah Hashem. It's not static. It doesn't sit still. Not for the generation, and not even for the individual person. It's only a matter of the person wanting to hear this year's Megillas Esther, not last year's. And asking Hashem to open me up to hear what Esther Malka is telling me now, what Mordechai HaYehudi is saying to me now. To open to me now. That's what it means, Binu Shnayz Davadar. Lohi Safti Kamus, so I didn't add anything new. Let's say I learned last year Parshat Shalach with the Ramban, I learned this year with the Ramban. So I don't have any more information. As far as the words are concerned, I know what the Ramban, there's an argument between the Ramban and Rashi. This is what Ramban holds, and this is what Rashi holds. It's the same Machlokes list. It's the same Machlokes this year. So I didn't necessarily add anything as far as amount is concerned. I learned the entire Ramban on the Parsha, which is a nice accomplishment. I learned all of Rashi on the Parsha. As far as the Kamus, as far as the amount is concerned of what I covered, I didn't do more. But something new, a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at the older words. Like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, "Milim atikin chadish chaditin chaditin atikin." Old new words, new old words. Atikin chaditin chaditin atikin. Old but new. Because Hashem Baruch Hu, Kiyochel, is reaching out to me now, in this week of Parshas B'Shalach, Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. According to the Nisyonis of Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. The difficulties, the challenges, the tests of Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. Which are different than what was Tav Shin Ayin Beis. And certainly different from years before. It's different. But it's a different way of coming, let's say, to opening up and to learning Chumash Rashi. Person comes with a tefillah and with a rotzen to receive, not to be able to just know something, but to be able to connect to the Devar Hashem of Parshas B'Shalach Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. It's a different way of learning. Mikach bo at the bottom of page 131. Mikach bo Ruvain Liyos Rova Viragua. So Ruvain's coming into Rosh Hashanah, using the example of Rosh Hashanah, feeling full. Rava, Kaisi Ravaya, full. Satiated. Full. The Ragua. And he feels calm. Samech v'toiv life. Even though he only learnt this particular Torah. He learnt whatever it is. He learnt two or three pages from that Indian. He learnt, that's what he learnt. He comes in into the yontiv, rava v'ragua, samech v'toiv leiv, lo revaya she'esh b'sviv atzira. Now you might think, what do you mean? If he's satisfied and he's full, then he's not. Then he's not going to go further. Not that kind of a satisfaction. Ulam simcha atzuma on the nekuda chadasha. He's filled with tremendous joy over nu nekuda, ubehirus and a clarity. Hasogishness galsa benafsha, that he found inside of himself, that he revealed inside of himself, which drives him to move on more and more, and to learn more Torah, and to learn deeper, and to come into the yontiv and to connect to every part of that yontiv. Because let's say it's Rosh Hashanah and you learn the Inyan of Malchus. This is an example. You learn the Inyan of Malchus. Whatever you're learning in Malchus, of course, is connected to Zecharias and Shofars. It's connected to the Simonim at the meal. It's connected to Zecharias and Shofars, Malchus Chaim. Everything, that's also the miracle of Torah, that everything is connected. So every single part of the Yontif, so you're holding on like the Tzaddikim give the marshal, you're holding on to one part of the garment, but it's the whole garment. Even though you're holding on to the corner of the coat, it's the entire coat. And it's connected to the entire code. So here's an interesting thing. You have these two great guys, and Shimon went through 100 Sfarim on every single aspect of Rosh Hashanah. He was looking up all different things to prepare himself for Tkiya Shofar and the Simonim and Avinu Malkeinu, and I mean every single part of Rosh Hashanah. He made Hachanas. And then you have his friend Ruvain, who just prepared some Inyan on a few psukim in Malchus. So you would think that when Shimon, meaning the one with a lot of preparation, with a lot of the Svarim, would come to each part of Rosh Hashanah, he would be on fire, and that Ruvain would only be excited about his two psukim in Malchus that he was learning. But the usual thing is the opposite. That Shimon can't find himself really anywhere. Because he was flying through and just trying to hear some beautiful ideas, something that appealed to him, that he could think about a little bit, to say over, or when he's davening to try to think about. But he didn't go into the king, into the melech. He didn't go in Rosh Hashanah into the Heichal HaPnimi. Now Reuven only learned a little thing, but he learned it ba'omek and pnimius. He learned it tafshin ayin gimeldik, not tafshin ayin beis. He learned it not to get more information, but he learned it to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different hasaga, not just in what he learned, in that aspect of Rosh Hashanah, but in everything of Rosh Hashanah it's different. If the Mitzias of Hashem in this world has become something which is more obvious to him in a clear way, page 132, even if it's a little tiny bit more of Hashem in his life, he feels that there couldn't be anything greater that one could accomplish. Couldn't be anything greater to accomplish than that. You know, there's certain svarim that when I was younger, I saw this svarim and I wasn't at all. I didn't see what's the inyan of this sefer. Some people said it's great sefer, and I looked at it. And then, for whatever reason, many years later, I took a second look, at a different way of thinking and more of a mature way of thinking. I said, this is unbelievable. There's something very, very great going on over here. If one's objective is to have a little bit more of Hashem in his life, not to understand more that's written about that inyan, then there's no greater accomplishment. Heipach b'nei Adam ha'yireim l'galus nekudas emes chadosh is the opposite of people who live always being afraid of being megala some new truth, because they're afraid, what's that new truth? What bearing is that going to have on my life? That's going to be mechayiv me, that's going to force me to reconsider certain things that I'm used to, or to change. That's not how Reuven learns. Reuven learns in such a way where he says, I'm totally open, and I'm muchan mezumen to find the emes and to change according to that emes. That many people are afraid to discover that until now, they've been missing a very, very big yisoid, a tremendous yisoid in their lives. This is the problem. Shimon, who's the more chitzoni. So Shimon is always looking for that which fits him. He's looking for his shoe size in Yiddishkeit. He's looking for that which goes according to his ritzainus and his teva, according to who he is. And therefore, the same way, lahavdil elef alfei hevdalim, when a person opens up a newspaper, or you're looking in the library for a book. So, you know, when I was a kid, I go to the library and you look at the shelves and anything that says on the Holocaust, the Jews or something, or if it says something about the Yankees, I'm not comparing those two, but anything that is part of my teva and part of my rotzen, so you see that title, you look at a newspaper. There's some people that they look at a newspaper. There are a thousand things going on in the newspaper, but if it says it could be a tiny little box that says something,
Israel.
About what?
Israel.
About Eretz Yisrael. A Jew looks at a newspaper, and it could be there's some little thing about Eretz Yisrael, and a guy would never see that if he looks at the newspaper. No, you would. You notice the bottom the same way that you and I wouldn't notice that there was somewhere in Zimbabwe that they discovered a new species of an earthworm or something. So I wouldn't notice that. But you and I, anytime there's a thing and it says on it someplace the word Jew or Israel. Right away. Because that's the rotzen and the teva, is to see that and to connect to that and to find out more about that, because that's the rotzen and teva. So Shimon is always looking for those special words, the words of his life. He's looking for those things that he feels speak to him. And we always talk like that. This speaks to me. Right? This speaks to me. So Shimon is always listening for what speaks to him, and he's looking for that which is according to his rotzen and his teva. Eino muchan l'shinui shel emes. The truth is that he's not really ready, he's not really interested in truly changing. Not really. He wants to embellish his teva to affirm who he is. What's the word they use now for everything? Validation. Yes, yes, that's a very important word nowadays, to validate. So if there's some kid that says that my dream in life is to be a serial murderer, you'd say, okay, that's an important thing. So people, you know, there's a thing to murder, and if you feel like doing that, something you should think about, and right? It says to everybody in class, right? Isn't that nice that Joey wants to be a, right? Because we have to validate him. Everybody wants validation, meaning that everybody wants to be able to get a pat on the back and to say, yeah, this is taki. This is a chashuva thing. And it happens that the chashuva thing is you. And the chashuva thing is the way that you've always been. And to validate, and to validate, and to confirm, and to affirm, and to reaffirm that this is my emes, this is my truth. And we should think about ourselves. How many of us are in the same discussion for the last 20, 30, 40 years? When we talk to people, it's the same discussion. The same views, the same opinions. Let's get a little bit... an extra distortion or two over the years came in, you know. But for the most part, it's the same halach. 20, 30, 40 years. Think about it. If you think about it, you can get very sick of yourself. So Hashem made that a person has chen in his own eyes, so he shouldn't loathe himself. He should be able to continue. But think about saying the same basic opinion. And not only that, but when you say it to somebody that doesn't know your Torah, you say it was such a brand, you would think like you just came from Har Sinai with this new idea. It's the same thing. It would be very embarrassing if there'd be a tape recording of what the conversations we've had our entire lives, and to hear like how it plays over and over and over and over. It's so monotonous. The kids hear this stuff from their parents, and that's why they get crazy from it. They're no chidushim. So the father starts to say, I don't know, the kid can finish this under his breath, the kid's saying over the whole heart. And the reason that we have to do this is because it's important for us to be decent and moral. And the kids go, decent and moral. And the brother and sister, they look at each other. Here goes a decent moral. Speech number 12. It's the same Torah. And he said the same Torah 20 years ago, 30 years ago. His father said that Torah. He heard the Torah from his Zaydis right now. The whole time. Same Torah. Just a little bit. So you make it more Tavshinai and Gimel. So for the kids, you throw in the words like, it would be really cool if you would listen to what I'm saying. So you didn't say the words. Now you say the word cool. So you think the kid here, cool, that's already a different word. So it's a different Torah. It's the same Torah. You just put in a new word. It's the same Torah. Over and over and over again. So, people, now you hear this, the elections in Israel, you'll hear people talking about. So there's some of the names of this. So Netanyahu, even though Netanyahu's name has been there for a long time, back and forth. So you have Netanyahu. And so you have this name, this guy. This one, Bennett, and you have this one, this one. You have different names in there. But you see the person's talking about the same schmooze. It's just filling the... It's just a different name that you fill in, but it's the same schmooze. Same schmooze. His whole life, the same schmooze. If he's a smarter person, so then he has found more facts to try to back up his schmooze. And everybody has like a certain collection of 5 or 6 or 10, whatever, depending on the person, schmoozing. It's the same thing if a person has a certain limited amount of learning, let's say in Torah and Shas. So whatever blot they're learning, they're gonna try to get in their full blot that they know, you understand? So there'll be some discussion on the page about something, and they say, oh, this is the Indian, and it's not the Indian, but he only knows 4 other Inyanim, so he'll bring in that Inyan. So he says, this is the Inyan of Mlach Shein Tzuvah Lugufa. He goes, what's that to Mlach Shein Tzuvah? No, because this is the Svorah, and he starts making a whole Torah on Mlach Shein Tzuvah Lugufa, and this Sugi was that. My Inyan Shemitah Sal Hasina. But since he's familiar, he knows a little bit about Mlach Shein Tzuvah Lugufa, it better fit into this blood. Because that's all he's got. That's all he's got. So he's got to go with that. Mlach Shein Tzuvah. He's got to go with that. He's got to go with that same inyan throughout, you know, his years, always pulling out that vart that he has. So it'll be, even though it's possible, the person will say, and that reminds me. And he says some Torah from the only Torah that, you know, that he knows from Parshas Veschanan. And then he'll put it until try to say into the, into, that's the Pshat and Oz Yosha Moshe Bnei Yisrael. And everybody says, this is, what's the Pshat and Oz Yosha Moshe Bnei Yisrael? That's the Pshat and Oz Yosha Moshe Bnei Yisrael. And I want to wish a mazel tov to Chas Mikala and to aunts, and to Aunt Betsy and Uncle Sal. That's the Pshat and Oz Yosha Moshe Bnei Yisrael. It's the same Isa. It's the same Torah. It's just in Parshas Beshalah. You also make it into Parshas Noyachto. For the same price, you get all the... Because he has his repertoire. But it's not looking for the truth. It's not looking to have for the possibility that the way that I was thinking until now needs to be shattered into a million pieces. It needs to be broken and shattered into a million pieces, and I have to start again to look at things, to look at this in a totally new way, in a totally different way. A Jew has to live being constantly prepared for the last year's truth to be broken, shattered, and to come to a higher madrega of truth. I don't mean the truth of Hashem, Chalila, the 13th come, but his understanding, his to come to a madrega of emes now. He says, Shimon is not looking for that. So Shimon will go through the 100 svarim before Rosh Hashanah, and he'll say over the truth, as it was known by the Tver Shloimeh, by Kedushas Levi, and by the Kirshon Samagid, and the Chayza, and the Rabbi Melech, and so on, in Tavshin, no, not in the Tafresh. He'll say it over. And if he's clever enough, he'll try to weave it into something that's, you know, Nogay at that moment. But he's not looking for the... He's not looking to change. He's not looking for Torah to change his life. This is one of the biggest differences between our generation and the old generations. I've spoken about this many times. There were old Jews that there were Torahs that they heard that changed their lives, that turned their lives completely around, that made them think in an entirely new way, in a different way, and to mamish make changes. Shimon doesn't learn like that. Ena muchen l'shinu shalemus. Okay. Bi posach ha-sefer b'dvarim she'enim l'ruchei ata. Therefore, what happens to Shimon is like this. If he opens his sefer and he looks in the sefer, and it's not really what he's looking for right now. It's not something which he's interested in right now. Yimahe l'dafte f'l'nyenacher. He quickly goes to the, turns the page to something else. Ulay sham. Maybe in the next page they'll say something, the sefer will say something that I like. Mechapes umechapes. He keeps on looking and looking. Tar v'dayresh. He goes on this great tour, and it's tires you need to go through and search. Noideid umechates v'noiser adayin b'mokam usuyim shal tzimon. He remains in a place that he's thirsty. Nefesh shamavakesh per emesbay. He has the soul of a mavakesh. He's a beautiful person. He has the soul of a seeker. He's somebody who's seeking. But he remains forever in that place. Uvan noisar, bli revayi b'shleimus, without any satisfaction b'shleimus. Not any satisfaction. He'll see a nice, eventually he'll see something nice, but it will be bli revayi b'shleimus, without being full. Limudai ena shalom. The learning is not with a shleimus. Loi machmas sheyesh oid svarim shleilam. So you might think, because I should have learned the other sefer and I don't have it here. You know, I've had that some. So this is I've struggled with this in my whole life. This really means a lot to me because I've struggled with this because it's a big taiva to go and to look at everything. And I just had this inyan, and I had learned this already, and I was laughing to myself, how I'm going to be teaching this in a week or two, and what a unbelievable hypocrite I am. But a hypocrite, maybe it's a little bit too harsh, but how far from the truth. Hypocrisy means something dishonest. Not dishonest, it's just far from the truth. So, because my wife and I, we were in California 2 weeks ago, and my wife all the years is saying, "Mike, you can't." When I go on the trip, I always take like a whole bunch of different swarm. Mm. I'm not talking about to the mountains. When I go to the mountains, it's a whole truck. But I stopped doing that over the years. I much, every year that I'm getting older, it's much less. And I hope one day I'll reach the truth and I'll just take one safer. But I'm taking all. So then for the night before we're going, I'm fretting the whole time of which safer to take, which swarm to take. And my sisters were going for like 2-3 days. It's like, you know, and I wanted you to go out and we would walk a little bit or something. I'm going around. She says, "I'm looking at taking this safer down, that safer down, because we're going to be there. We're going to be there until Thursday. It's already going to be almost Shabbos. And what about the parasha and Shabbos? And I take down this safer, look at that safer. And what should I take? Maybe I should focus that." Because then I could take a lot and just photos that. And I was thinking to come here and to start staying late at night with a thing to take pictures and to do that. But this is sickness. I'm telling you the truth, this is sickness. And I was thinking, now we're gonna do this thing on this fire that from here in the cipher, and that's exactly what's wrong. So I was thinking about that, and I laughed to myself that I'm this Shimon. I like to think of myself as a nice person that's seeking, that's a mavakesh, and I'm getting my whole thing ready to take for this, you're wondering, you remember the old show Gilligan's Island? Like, how'd they take that much stuff for a 3-day tour? That was always my kasha when I was a kid, a 3-day tour. They looked like they had a lot of stuff over there. There's a lot of stuff. Professor, Marianne, everybody, they had a lot of stuff there. So where am I going for 3 days? And we're supposed to go around a little, my problem. We're going to take walks, and we're going to go hiking and everything. So I said, this is crazy. This is exactly what I have to fight with. So I, Baruch Hashem, I ended up, I took one sefer. I said, I'm going to take one sefer. And Davka, I wasn't particular about it. But I took a sefer that I had on the table today. And I can't tell you, I had such a hanar from it. I didn't have anything else to. I had this sefer, and I went with it to Mincha Maariv, and after Mincha Maariv in between, and then I was taking, and when I was sitting outside and resting a little bit, I was with this sefer. I had such an oinig, and Pnimi is the biggest oinig from the sefer. And it's exactly what's going on over here. It's exactly what we're talking about. Not that it's not wonderful to look up and to see. That's something else. It's leanwood. But as far as trying to make a kesher with a Kadosh Baruch and trying to get to the truth, it's completely different. Marshall, he says, this, a marshal to a bocher, he says, shebiyom simchas tayra, that on the day of simchas tayra, after they finished the hakafas, this became a big thing over the last 30, 40 years. Not only here, but in Eretz Yisrael. After they finished the hakafas, the Makom Shabbai Yispal, that's where he davens, his shul, after he finished davening, and he did some hakafas, what does he do? Halach lebeis medrash shal chasidim acherim hamarichim yoyser. He goes to a beis medrash of different chasidim. I mean, he's talking, he davens in a certain beis medrash. And then he goes afterwards to a different Chassidish Beis Medrash. But the Hakafis are still going. We should see him lirais as Shama Shara. And remember, we're talking about a serious guy. He's not going there to meet friends. He's going there for Hakafis. So he goes to this place, and he sees Nichnas Ubal Mokam Acharit. And he goes to another Beis Medrash. Beis Moishav Chassidim Mesvadim Barichas Besoichid Hakafis. These are different Chassidim. But these Chassidim, they, in between Hakafis, they sit and they fabrang. It's a different type of chassidus. If I bring in between hakafas, it's different. But he wants to see that. That's beautiful. He wants to go and to see how they fabring by the hakafas. Mishashama mashashama aslam, if he heard some there, hishlo makafayza beis knesset shevil gimer yikudim azim vayrichus yisera adam white. He has the nightcap, and he goes for the last hakafas to the beis medrash where it's known to have unbelievable great dancing that goes late into the night, all the way into the night. He goes to the last hakafas. Medushan v'saveya, filled and satisfied, Siyamis Yom HaLel, he finishes the big day of Simchas Torah, Osher Chavayis Ad Gedois HaNefesh, filled with all kinds of wonderful experiences. Filled with wonderful experiences of HaKafis. Lamacha, the next day, Kashahaya Mebulbal V'Sovuch, Ve'en Yedeya Esnafshay. The next day he didn't carry over any of the excitement of the Shlemus to the next day. Tisuchak, he didn't carry anything over. See, he talks to his friend and he doesn't know what's going on. Hezbollah Yedid Tov, Shamatzav Ha'over Lov Tivi B'Yoser. So his friend explains to him that it's very natural what happened to him. Hein B'Yom Echad, Cholav. There was the one day, and that one day has passed. And in that one day, he went through different tchunas and tivim, different, look, each bes medrash is a different teva. It's a different tchuna. There's a reason why a person ends up in a certain bes medrash. And that's when a place where he lives, if there's only one shul or one bes medrash. But if there's a place where there are a lot of batim midrashim, like in Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak or these places or Muncie or in Borough Park and one of these, wherever, if a person ends up in a place, if a person lives in a place with a lot of batim midrashim, and he davens in that bes medrash, it's because there's a certain tchunas and nefesh. There's a certain inyan, whatever that is. We're talking about a person that's looking for kedusha, not some with the shortest davening. That's silly. We're talking about a person who's serious. So there's a certain teva of that bes medrash, to whatever it is. Every place has its own knach, its own little, and he has that. So what happened to our friend over here? What happened to our friend, to this bacher? This bacher, he went on a grand tour. He wanted a grand tour. He wanted to go. He went to the Breslov Bes Medrash. He went to a Chabad place, and he went to a more of a Hungarian style, sans ruptures, Galicia type of a place. He went to different places, and he stopped off at any yeshiva to see by the yeshiva shalom to go in. And each place is beautiful, and each place has a certain tevan, a certain tchus and nefesh, a certain tchus and nefesh of the soul of the mitzias of that place. So what happened to this person is he went on this big, big worldwide tour. On a big worldwide tour. I remember when a few years ago, my wife and I was zeicher to go to Poland, to go to Kivitz Adikim, and to go. And the fellow that prepared the itinerary is a very chashuv guy. He's a fantastic guy. And we spoke a lot in the months before about the itinerary, you know, where we're going and where we're going to be at that, on this day and that day. And I just, like, I was worried. It looked like it's too much. Not because of the time. I just didn't know. Like, he said, we're going to go. So on Tuesday, what are we doing on Tuesday? Tuesday we're going to be by Reb Tzadik, we're going to be by the Chayuz, we're going to be by Reb Meir Shapir, we're going to be by Chachmei Lublin. And we're going to go, and that's Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday afternoon we're going to be, and it starts to go, we're going to be by the Bnei Sashchem, by the Tzamot, by the Dinavim, by this and this and this and that. And so he said, you know, and he says, and Rabbi, you know, in each place you'll talk about the Tzaddik, and we'll learn some Torah, and we'll do a Rikud or something. But I remember thinking, like, how am I, you know, in one day, how am I going to be by Reb Tzaddik and by the Bnei Sashchem? I don't know how to do such a thing. By Reb Tzaddik and the Bnei Sashchem, like, I need different times for that. I had such it was so hard for me. And in the end, so we were going, we were driving, and I was talking the whole time on the bus also. They had no menucha, these people. I went, because I couldn't contain myself with all of the things. And so it wasn't just by the cars. I spoke in these hours and hours of driving, and the whole time, 4 hours, 6 hours, I was the whole time on the microphone, you know, I see half the island. I just kept on going. My wife was sound asleep next to me. And I kept on going. And I'm talking, just the bus driver, but he but I'm talking about these tzaddikim, different things and stories and entires and everything. And then we were driving, and it was on the itinerary that we're going to go to Izbitz. We're going to go to Izbitz. And I didn't feel that I could do that. I didn't feel that I could do that. I didn't feel I could go to Izbitz. So I said to the guy, I said, look, it's crazy. It's too late. And it was very, very late. and the oilam is already like, you know, finished. And it's just, you know, next time we'll do Ishbitz. Even I was, Bama says I was chalishing to go to Ishbitz the whole time. But I didn't feel that I could be in that place. I just didn't feel that I was prepared for it and that I could concentrate. I was so much in the different places, and it was very like 8 o'clock at night, and I don't know, to go into that place of the Ishbitzer. And we had the same thing with the Divrei Chaim. We didn't go to the Divrei Chaim. So also, though, my whole life, the Divrei Chaim, and you know, I said, no, I can't go. You have to make certain hachanas. Also, I explained, because they're not going to be able to get to the Warsaw, this and that, but then this is, you know, we could have just gotten back 2 hours later, but I didn't, you know, I couldn't come to that. And it's so much in one day. It's so much. In each day, we were there for like, we were there for a week. And each day. And then Shabbos, we were off. I mean, Shabbos off, Shabbos for the Shabbos. Where were we Shabbos? So we, Baruch Hashem, we got out of Poland, which I was very happy to get out of Poland already. After, we went from, the last stop that we made in Poland was Auschwitz. It was Birkenau, Spitzin. That was our last stop. And then from there we drove hours and hours. We went to Prague for Shabbos. In Prague, you know, you're in Prague? Anybody who's in Prague? Well, Prague is so beautiful. But the morale is in Prague. So I went out of my kalim there with the morale to... And you come to then the morale's place. You come to the cemetery, and there are thousands of people there, goyim, in the cemetery. And you have to wait online to go to the morale's cave. You have to wait online, like with people with cameras and tourists. And then you feel like they rush you to go to make room for people. There's so many people there. Tourists go to see them. And this is the morale. So they say, something about the morale. Say something. And then they stand around, people also going with cameras. The rabbi's going to talk about the famous rabbi. And I say, I'll talk on the bus. I can't do this. The morale. The morale is everything. The morale is all of my Yiddishkeit for the last 30 years. last 40 years. Everything, my whole Yiddishkeit is the morale. And now I'm here, and the people with cameras, and standing there to take notes of something, and it's just not in that place. To be in that place, and to be in that moment, and to try, and Pressburg, by the Chassam Sofer. Be anybody you ever by the Chassam Sofer? No? The Chassam Sofer, it's underground. Then the Chassam Sofer is there. To try to connect, and this is in Chutzlars, and what happens when you walk around in Har Zeisim? Walk in Har Zeisim. Okay, as the Aruch HaMikdash. How could you walk to the next after you go by the Aruch HaMikdash? How could you go to another kev? You have to just sit there for the rest of your life by the Aruch HaMikdash, just to take a chair and to sit down. It's the Aruch HaMikdash is buried over here. We go into Tveria. Then, when how many times I've gone through the Galil, and they pull over and they say, "Here, yeah, this is this Tana, this Tana," and then you just, you know, you say Kapitel, and they say, "Okay, let's go." So I don't know, Kapitel, and. So this Bacha had a Simchas Torah that was a big tour. He went to all 5-6 different Bat Midrashim. He went to Kafis, and on the day when it was happening, it was great. He was every place he went, he was dancing, and different kinds of Jews were holding each other and going around and the Sefer Torah, and he had such a beautiful experience of Amcha Beis Yisrael, and each Bas Medrash a different color, a different type, different way of Hashem Isbos. You know, people the way that they make a Simchas Torah, but then the next day he's empty. I mean, he's a person, he's a serious person, and his friend tells him, look, what do you think? Every day is a different. In one day you went through different worlds. Different worlds in one day. When they arbek tzaveis tevel, like the four corners of the world. Because each Beis Medrash is a different world. Kol Beis Medrash mechilas oifi hamiyuchalai, mibeis yoitzov me'eretz mechuraisom. Each Beis Medrash has a certain flavor that's special to those who created it, and to the people who come from a certain place, and that brought them together to create this Beis Medrash. And this guy, this Bacher, in one day he was going from Galicia to Hungary to Poland to Russia to Yerushalayim, all the time being in Yerushalayim. But each Beis Medrash, that Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim is a Hungarian Beis Medrash, and Hungarian Jews and Hungarian Beis Medrash. It's a whole Tam of what that is. It's a whole different Tam. It's a different time. Then you go to a Russian, meaning you go to Beis Medrash, to go to Stalin, you go to Chernobyl, you go to different Beis Medrash, and it's a different time, and the people there, and their experiences, and who they are, why was Hashgacha Pratis that they met each other, and together they're the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years davening in that Beis Medrash. And you walk in off the street, and you jump into the circle to dance. It's beautiful, it's nice. But it's not the tachlis. It's just not the tachlis. But you see, isn't that so much what's happening? You see that there's a lot of people nowadays that they're davening in this shul and that shul and this. They daven in a house, they daven in another place. And that's, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much worse than here. People live in Yerushalayim, they daven every single davening, a different Beis Medrash, a different shul. They just go to daven Mincha Maariv and they go to Shachos, they go. Or you can go to the Kaisel and then you never have a Beis Medrash. Now, I'm not speaking against the Kaisel. But it's not a Beis HaMedrash. Something different. Something different. I'm not saying it's a great thing, but it's not the same thing. So a person who lives by the Kaisel, there are certain tzaddikim even that live by the Kaisel, mamish, every tefillah for years and years and years. That's I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, when you go to the Kaisel to daven, it's just kind of davening so much, you know. You could dray around over there, Chaptan Ashrei here, and Yishtabach there, and 15, 20 minutes, you can take care of the whole thing. You go by the Kaisel, drive around by the Kaisel. It's also much kind of, I never like to daven the tefillah by the Kaisel. I do once in a while, only Friday night, but as shachris I can't, with laning, I know I can't. I get, you know, it's hard for me to do that. But I like to go to say tefillah there, and to say what I look at the tefillahs, but not a regular davening. It's hard. Beis HaMedrash has the yidden there that are kaisel yidden. They have that. They have the kaisel. There are people that live by Reb Shimon. They have Reb Shimon. They daven there. They stay there. That's their Reb Shimon yidden. Those are something. Those are the highest things. Those people are very, very great. But regular people that go on the tour, the big tour of Yiddishkeit, to come here and to go there. He's flying around. Gavanim Rabim, Chilufim Mahiris. There are many colors that he saw very quickly passing before his eyes. So how is he supposed to now get out of this confusion and to come back to who he really is? What's his Nekudas Emes? Who is he? And it's so hard nowadays. See, people are not... I've spoken this many times. The faithfulness that for a person to have to his Nekudas Emes, to his place, to his makom, you know, it's... I always am nervous to talk about it because I don't want to give the impression that I'm saying, you know, to somebody, how come you don't daven in Eish Kodesh? Because if you'd be chayshim me for such stupidity, I'd be very, very... I'd feel very hurt. Because I don't care like that. I'm talking about a nemanus to a certain ruach, to Nekudas Emes, to a certain oifi, a tchunas anefesh, of who you are in your place, and to dig your feet in deep, deep, deep into the ground of that place and that world, to live in it and to be in it and to be part of it and to help with it and to, there you go, everybody is draying like this and like that. Especially the people daven in houses which are all together, you know, so to be moichel on the Kedushas based on a Knesset, based on measures to daven in private homes, this whole thing that there never was in the whole history of Klai Yisrael, unless God forbid it was a shiva. And you should know that the whole thing of davening by a shiva house is b'koyishi, b'koyishi. Such a thing can even be, to daven by a shiva. It's not so posh in the poskim to daven even by a shiva. But to make a Friday night minyan someplace, because the shul is three blocks away. So, this is part of the... All right. But here he's talking about someone that's looking for ruchnias. A lot of these people that go to these places, they're not looking for ruchnias. They're looking to get finished with the ruchnias. But with the ruchnias, even that, he didn't connect it in the kudas ha'emes. V'nimshul azeh sheminiach al shulchanu ka'achas svarim kedoshim mikama v'kama bata yoitza v'echolatz kodesh. You put on the table different svarim also. And Breslov and Chabad and Polish svarim, different things you put on your table. Hashanim kol kach echad mechaver, each sefer is very, very, very different. Mena yisroide alat hapoches, v'chol echad nechzav memkar achal gam, each one is mamish chiyun from a different rack, from a different place, a different makar. Of course, it's all Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, or if a person is not with chassidus, but something else, Musa, let's say, it's all from the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Sal Salanter, but they're very different. In Musa, there's very, very big difference between Slabodke and Navardik. And Rav Dessler, Kelm, they're very, very, very big differences. Very big differences. Even though the Sherish is one Sherish, but Slobodka and Slobodka and Nevardik, it's a very, very, very big difference. In ki kola drachem mailas el mokam yachid, all of these drachem take us to Hashem, to one place. The final address, the destination, the goal is to get to the same place. Bram eich Yuchal Moich Echad Hamachel Levushim B'mehirus Kazois Leschaber and the Kudas Etzemachas. But how's it possible for one mind to change Levushim so quickly to connect in a deep way to any of these things, and he's flying from one place to the other? Yes, so I can. I feel like Loimit Teres Rabbis. You also call him Pitz Tzadik Echad. Even if you're learning a lot of Teres from one Tzadik. Ramhu Schusin Lino Amar Kol Achas B'Shan Acheres. But remember, when you're learning Reb Leibel Eiger, or you're learning the Sfasemis, every year you see it there. But it's like that little, every year he said, it wasn't that he said all those Torahs in one year. Every year was a different Torah, and he was living in that Torah that year. But you're reading a bunch of these together. He said everything in a different year. And the Tzaddik was living a different world that year, and then the next year was a different place. The Kate said after Metzias, Lahachla Vaid Shal Shonim Rabbis Bukhida Shekha. How is it possible that in one short time you should be able to all different Torahs in Kaisa Maisa Behudish Yasipal Rabbi Kosmikots Alaminigla Amir's called Tehillim. There was a Yid that said to the Kotzka, there's a minig to say the whole Tehillim. Va'amalai, and the Kotzka said to him, there were certain people they say the whole Tehillim twice a week, whatever it is, and he went to the Kotzka to tell the Kotzka how he says Tehillim. The whole Sefer Tehillim. The Kotzka said to him, David HaMelech Amazai's Meshach Shivim Shnoisha. David HaMelech said Tehillim. It took him 70 years to say Tehillim. Lara Kol HaMatzavim Sha'avulav. Because each capital and each pasuk and each capital is a different inyan in his life that he was going through. And he was trying to find Hashem in that moment of his life. There's calls at the Vakish La'achil Shteisha, and you want to do all that in 2 hours. The whole Tehillim you're saying in 2 hours. The Kotzka wasn't as bold from that. He says, it took David HaMelech 70 years. That was something. 2 hours, the whole Tehillim is not as bold from that. Because David HaMelech was in that place, of that capital, of that moment of his life. That's the difference between Reuben and Shimon. We'll continue with Shimon next time.